The price of wheat was up 41 cents since the last time we spoke. Now, Kim, there's some movement going on in wheat.
Well, we had a 41 cent price rally Monday through Wednesday this week, and then we dropped about 18 cents on Thursday. You can go back to June the 18th. Wheat prices on the KC September contract, they got closed at $5.08. It was down to $5.06 that day. Remember, we've been talking about very strong support at $5. It held to $5, and then 8 trading days later, we closed at $6.10, the high for that day, and that was on June the 30th. 8 trading days later, we had a 98 cent price rally going there. You look at what's going on, and then that good price rally. Mm-hmm. On Thursday of this week, we backed off 18 cents of that, went back down below that $6 level that's so important, back down to the 580 to the 590. We'll have to see what happens in the next week or so.
I think I know the answer to this, but what's causing all this to happen?
You look at the funds on June the 30th, that Thursday, where we got a really almost 20 cent move, I think it's 18 cents for the day. One report said that they bought 20,000 contracts.
Wow.
That's 100 million bushels. And then the market was down the next day, 18 cents. Well, they sold from 10 to 12,000 contracts. That's 50 to 60 million bushels. So that'll move the market. And the funds, they're doing it to get into position for something.
Now, with that price of wheat moving anywhere from 10 to 20 cents every day, is wheat still the safe bet?
Oh yeah, wheat's still a safe bet for holding some or selling either one. If you hadn't sold any, I'd go ahead and sell it on this rally. But I think what producers need to do, how they handle markets like this, is they have a written marketing plan. And the one plan that I like is if you will set a price, if the market hits this price, I'm going to sell it, or a kill date. So let's say I had a kill date of, let's say August the 1st, or the Kansas City September contract hitting, let's say $6.25. If it hits $6.25 on July the 15th, I sell it. If it hasn't hit that by August 1, I sell it. And I call that a price or a date kill time. And that's in markets like this, that's the way I like to move it. Don't sell it all at once, but staggered in the market.
Okay, moving forward, what are some of the benchmarks that you're watching for in price?
Well, we looked at from $5 to $6, the price is moving in 20 cent increments, 520, 540, 560. Right now I'm watching that 580, I mentioned that a while ago. If we break 580, then we're probably gonna go back down and waller in that 540 to 580 range. At least we'll stay in the 5 to 6. If we can say next Monday and Tuesday close above $6, and especially above 610, then I think we'll establish an uptrend and we might get another 40 or 50 cent price run. So what I'm watching, $6 is the critical level. Break that, we'll establish an uptrend. If we stay below that, then we're going to stay in the 5 to 6 range.
Most of the combines are done cutting here in Oklahoma. Most of the wheat crops in, the combines are moving north. What do you think the price of wheat will do as the combines continue to move north?
Well, we're going to have to watch next week. If we're above 6, right, I think we're going to get another rally. I don't think there's still a lot of wheat around the world.
Right.
There's a lot of rumors, in the European Union of quality. What's the quality? We could see the price run up. However, we could see our discounts, which are relatively strong right now, those discounts even get higher as we go up. And so I think the price is going to hold pretty good because I believe there's right now a shortage of milling quality wheat, or not a shortage, but right, it's kind of tight. And so I think the price will be up, but that doesn't really signify the price you're going to receive at the elevator, because they're going to have test weight, they're going to have protein, they're going to have different discounts on that wheat, and they're going to be severe.
Okay, well, we'll check in with you next week. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.